You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, good morning. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, KVOI.com. Third hour, we're going to have Ron Vitello, former acting commissioner of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, to talk about what's going on at the southern border of the United States of America, and I'm sure the not-so-successful policies of the Biden administration. So that's going on in the third hour. First hour, we talked about the Supreme Court shot down the OSHA mandate on private companies forcing vaccinations, so that's a good thing. They did upheld the healthcare workers that work at places that get Medicare paid to them that they have to do it. And then Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin shut down the Democrat Party again on their silly very bad Voting Rights Act. I know it sounds nice, but it's not as good as you think. And then we got into pizza talk. Pizza TED Talk we started off with. A little history of pizza. Then we started getting calls. Ed Alexander called up and needs the Red Cross needs some blood. Then we took umpire John, and we have our good friend Mark Van Buren from Rochester, New York, originally. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We had some awesome pizza up there, too.
Oh, I bet.
When I was a kid, there was this place called Brandani's, and it was right by Kodak Park, where it was a big complex for Eastman Kodak, and that place just rocked, and oh, my God. He made a large pizza that was so big, the way that he cut it in squares. And so you'd get middle pieces and that kind of, oh, man, I just love
that. The old party cut, as
yeah,
we say.
Yeah, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. But we were talking earlier. To me, the best pizza I ever had, though, was in Rome. And everywhere you walk, they had these little pizza stands, and you just get a slice, and you go, oh, this is so good.
What do you like locally?
Well, we went to Scordato's last night. It was good. It was good. You got that char around the side. Crust was a little limpy, but
that was my biggest thing. I remember when my brother and I first went there and we're like, you know, it's a small pie.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever. Yeah. And you got the char and then you lift it up and the slice goes,
yeah. Meow, I know.
Kind of thing.
How do you do that? How do you char it on the outside, but then
it's about dough.
Yeah, I think it is too. I mean, the flavor was there. We had a three mushroom pizza and a margarita pizza, and they were great. But a little limpy on the dough.
All right, it happens.
Yeah.
790-2040. We want to take your pizza calls. We are going to get to Mark's top 10 Sidney Poitier movies. He just passed away in the last week. So.
I also wanted to just mention a current movie. We don't do that much these
That's
days.
That's true.
But American Underdog is sensational. I just loved it. It's the Kurt Warner story. And I
didn't even know this existed.
I walked out of the theater thinking, like, how could a guy be that good a person? I mean, really, how could he be that good? And he really is. I mean, I was in St. Louis when the Rams, after the Rams won the Super Bowl, and he was still playing there.
Right.
And he's just a great guy. After the Rams left St. Louis, he came back for very various charity events. He's just a wonderful person. He really is. And this is a feel-good movie beyond belief, 98% by the audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
And you saw this in a movie theater?
In a movie theater, yeah.
What's a movie theater?
They're still in existence, but I got to tell you, I'm concerned because I don't know if they survive all this. Because now everybody's streaming it at home. They are empty. There's nothing to me still like going to the movie theater and seeing it on the big screen.
So Spider-Man made a truckload of money,
it
right?
Did.
But everything else has nobody in it.
No. But this movie, I mean, my wife and I saw it, and she loved it too, by the way. And there was 20 people in the audience. That's it.
All right, we got to get the pizza talk. You're on Pizza TED Talk with Mark and Chris. Let's go to Al on line four. Al, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. Al, you're on with Chris and Mark. Welcome to Pizza Talk.
Good morning. Thank you so long, but it's worth it.
You got to start again. You sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher for the first part of that call.
I said my hand fell asleep from holding the phone for so long, but it makes it worth it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. Nice.
There you go.
What's your pizza places, buddy?
Lazario's Pizza, that used to be over across almost from Trail Desk Town and Golf and stuff. They had the best large pizza, and the pepperonis were so greasy that you needed four napkins just to sop the top of the pizza up.
There you go.
What was the name of that again, Al?
Lazario's.
Okay. What year was this?
And then it was Oh, this was like back in the 80s. It was right next door to Doc Holliday's record shop.
Oh, wow.
I think the That's Doc right has before been out my for time.
And what's your current place you like?
Well, it's the obvious, Rocco's. There's no other place in town that's even worth going to because everybody else has a soggy center.
No, again, his thin pizza, crust pizza, is my favorite. I like doing it with the Italian beef and jardiniere on it. It's a kind of a different way to do it.
Ooh.
Really, really good. So, Al, thanks for the call. I got to get to a few more. So have a great weekend,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, my friend. 790-2040. Thank God we got a Tony on the line for Pizza Talk. Tony, welcome to Pizza Talk.
Hello there.
Hey.
The reason I called, this is very interesting to me. I am born and raised here in Tucson.
Yes, sir.
And when I was a little kid, and we're talking late 50s and early 60s and all, my dad is a paisan, and the only place he would go would be Mama Luisa's to get a pizza.
Interesting.
He wouldn't eat anything from anywhere else, and there really was hardly anything else around back then.
The what about now? What do you like? Where do you like going now?
Let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay.
I've been gone for 4 years, and now I'm back. I'm a snowbird.
Okay.
And I'll never forget the first time I had New York pizza. I was stationed there in a service. I was out on Long Island. And it was just, it was like being reborn. You know? I mean, I couldn't believe that there was stuff that good.
It tastes like no other.
I know. And just straight cheese, you know, you'd stand there, it was on Long Island, and there would be so many people in the summertime. The guy behind the counter would just do the chin up at you.
Yeah,
and you hold up one, two, or three fingers. How many slices? And it was just cheese, and you don't even ask for any pepperoni or anything like that. Or you're going to be shoved back and wait for an hour.
Where were you stationed on Long Island?
On the Hamptons. I was in the Coast Guard.
Oh, okay, awesome. Look at that. Yeah,
yeah. I went to the town I was in, Hampton Bays. There was a bar. It's called Ed's Bay Pub. I don't think it's around anymore. And right next to it was a place called John's Pizza. And there was a hole cut in the wall. So when you were drinking your beer in the pub, if you wanted a slice, the bartender would beat on the door one time, or beat on the wall one time.
This is my kind of place.
This is awesome.
And then when the slice was ready, the pizza guy would beat on one time. And I think it was ready, if I'm correct, it was like an old manila folder stationed the hole, cover the hole. And he'd stick the slice through on a paper plate. You got it that way.
Love it. I love it. That's the best. So
it was great. You know, I've been up Connecticut. I didn't like that coal-fired stuff. I didn't care for that. But coming down, I liked New York pizza. The pizza in Jersey was fine. And I did a tour in Philly. It was okay there, too.
We used to go to a beach on the north shore of Long Island. It was called Ransom Beach, I believe, in Bayville. And right across the street was the pizza place, right? And so you either get the slice or they could deliver to the beach.
Like
you would take it. And so everyone's sitting there on the beach eating a pizza.
That's awesome, yeah.
So,
right at the beach.
The bars used to get pizzas, and they'd be cut in little bar slices. You know, it'd be like 25 slices to a pie. And they'd bring them in as a courtesy, you know.
Well, again, nothing better.
The drinkers in there and all.
You know, you're a hardcore pizza person when that hot grease hits you right on your chest because you have no shirt on because you're at the.
Oh, that's there. You burn the top of your mouth off.
Oh, for sure.
But you got your eyes trained on something else. You know.
Absolutely.
If you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I do.
So,
yeah.
All right, Tony.
But anyway, my favorite pizza here. I haven't had that much. But I like that NYPD, just a slice there.
Oh, over on Tankerville.
Right, yeah, it's okay. I kind of like that.
The thing I didn't like about them when last time I was there is they have this bizarre machine that flattens out the pizza.
Oh,
Yeah, that was the part. It was like, I think it almost perforates it. It's almost like the thing they do to originally like flatten a bowl of dough for tortillas. Right,
but I know what you're talking. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought they just straight threw it. And then,
I remember that the last time I was there a few years ago, and I felt like it. It, this is going to sound way snobby. It degraded crust integrity.
Oh, I see. You know, there was a place years ago. It was, I'm going back 40 years when I come home on leave, and it was up on Grant Road. And right. It was called Pizza City.
Pizza City, okay.
Pizza City. And if I remember correctly, it was an old fast food joint that they had bought. And they had stack ovens in there, and they're throwing out pizza. And it was the closest thing to New York pizza that they had in this town for years, but they're all gone.
Tony, I gotta get going, man. I got to go to break. But thanks for a great call, man. Call again. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank
right.
you, Tony.
Bye
take
now.
Care. Have
Bye.
A good weekend. So Bruce Ash, is he likes Fiamme on Swan and Sunrise, which is very good.
Chris, did you ever have the guys, like we had a pizza parlor back home, that it was a show. They would throw the pizza doughs back and forth. I love those places, and they're gone.
Nope. You know? Yeah. Now they're throwing in the machines that perforate them.
Anyway.
So when we come back, we'll take more pizza calls. We got to get the Mark's movies. You know, it's now at the top five Sidney Poitier movies. Wake up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Ah, the Go-Go's. Love the Go-Go's. Should never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sorry. What'd they have? 1.5 good albums? Then they disappeared?
Have you been there?
First all-girl band, just in their defense, first all-girl band to hit number one on the album chart, I believe. So I think historically significant.
And it's
played their own instruments and wrote their own songs.
If you've ever been there, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a pretty diverse thing. I mean, you know, and they're changing it all the time. They have new demonstrations there all the time, but it is it's unique.
So I'll say this. I'll apologize because, one, there's much worse acts in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than, I mean, there's rappers, for God's sakes. I apologize to Belinda, Jane Wiedlin, and the other three no one knows. God bless you.
they did flame out rather quickly, you know. That was fueled by a lot of bad decisions, but that's the life, you know.
And again, everyone was always excited about Belinda Carlisle. She was very nice looking. I always liked the guitarist. I thought, I'm into brunettes, so I think that's my thing. So
you're not a Joan Jett person?
No, Joan's fine.
I like her a lot.
790-2040. Let's go to Scott on line 3. Scott, thanks for holding on. You're on with Chris and Mark. Welcome to Pizza TED Talk.
Good morning, Chris. I'm going to give you a place that normally one wouldn't think of good pizza, and that's St. Paul, Minnesota. There was an Italian deli in Market. The family is named Cassetta, and they arrived in the state back in 1905 and set up a market and deli, which is still open today. And when I was working in the Twin Cities, my dad is originally from St. Paul, and he told me about this place, and I went there, and I'd been stationed on the East Coast in the Navy, and this pizza was as comparable to any as I had in Philly or Jersey or in New York.
Wow.
And it was really good. It was really good. And they would import food from the old country. And in the same family runs it today as did back in 1902 or 1905, I think, when the emigrant came off the boat and showed up in St. Paul. And it's on West 7th Street in St. Paul. And it's still open and operating today. And it's three stories. The ground floor is like the market and deli, and then they have, I don't want to call it a buffet, but you can go in and order your food and stuff, and then the next two levels are tables all around that you can eat. And
very
it's
cool.
Like I said, I've been on the, and like I said, I was stationed on the East Coast and been to Philly and Jersey and New York and stuff, and this pizza was as good as that. Now, the oven they had used to have a wood and then a coal-fired oven, but they've now been replaced with natural gas, but the pizza was still like your one caller said, the
so
pepperoni
excited.
Still. all this pizza talk, you know, it's got me hungry. I'm a fat man, and when you start talking food,
you're big boned.
I'm fat. I enjoy food too much, and I exercise too little. But yeah, no, that guy, the caller, was saying that the grease would come off the pepperoni. Yeah, that's how this place was.
That's awesome.
Before we let you go, what's your local place you like?
I got two. I like Rocco's, and then there's a Rosario is up on Ina. That's not bad.
You're talking about Rosati's?
Yeah, Rosati. Sorry,
that's okay.
They're not bad. I mean, I prefer Rocco's, but sometimes I live up in off of on the northwest side there. Sometimes I can't make it to Rocco's, so you got to make do with what you get.
I love it. All right. Well, great call, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Later, buddy. 790-2040. Our boy Marv from Hem and Her, he's a Chicago guy.
Right.
So, of course, he says Rockles. And, of course, Basil's is getting some love up on the north, up on Sunrise. Our friend Kari from Janko's listening. She likes the chicken chili cheddar pizza from Basil's on Swan and Sunrise.
You know what's interesting, though, Chris, is when you think about pizza, when I was a really small kid, in the 60s, there wasn't a lot of pizza joints, right? And there was a couple of local Italian Americans that had pizza joints, and they were really good, but there wasn't a lot. And I think pizza became so popular with the chains, all the Pizza Hut, Pizza Inn, Godfather, all that stuff, and it happened. And then people found that, but then they discovered, hey, there's better pizza out there, from the mom and pop that have the recipes from the old country and that kind of stuff. And it's amazing how it's transformed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's you can just go anywhere with it, right?
Sure.
Sometimes to extremes.
Yeah,
like you. 790-2040. Please call us with your favorite place, possibly from the old country of other places, and then your local place. The Jethro Tullers up in Dove Mountain, they didn't give me a local one, but they're from they got that Chicago thing going on, so they gave me a place called Vito and Nick's on Pulaski Street in Chicago.
There you go.
So the name's right, and yep, the place is right. So Vito and Nick's on Pulaski.
The address is right.
You are correct. Let's get Bill number two on. Yeah, Bill used to own pizza joints in the old days. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. As you know, pizza's been very, very good to me over the years.
Yeah.
I'm going to, before I give you my local picks, I was going to talk about Umpire John mentioned Chef Boyardee pizzas.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yeah, we had that too.
Because, you know what, though? Whoa.
Well, there were nine kids to feed.
No, I know. It really stretched the food bill, right?
Oh, it really did.
But I remember my mom doing that, and it was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'll never forget the first time my mom took us all. A new place opened up in town, and it was called Pizza Hut, and took us all there. And we got to eat restaurant pizza rather than the home stuff. And it was a big deal. And, you think back on that. Now, locally here, I'm a big fan of charred pie up here in Oro Valley. And I don't get downtown too often, but I really also like Cafe Torino up here. They do pizza at this location.
Okay.
In Oro Valley. And, they do a really good job. There was one called the Ollie, and I think they changed it to called it Torino now. That's a really tasty one. And then they have, if you want something with a little bit of heat, they have a Davolito. And I think you've had that, Chris.
I have had that. It's got those Calabrian peppers on it and stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah, and it's good. So they do a nice job. And they do a good job on a lot of the other things, too, in my opinion, food-wise. But like I say, the pizzas, really solid. It's not a thin, real thin crust pizza, but it's got great flavors, and they do a nice job of cooking it in that oven. So that's my story, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You bet. See ya.
So Bill and I is the guy. We go together, and when there's that new place, I go with my brother, too, and we're like, he's in that level of pizza snob with me and my brother, and he's got good insights on pizza. Bill used to own a bunch of pizza places in the 80s.
Yeah, I heard that.
So now, for me, people are hitting me going, well, where do you want it? Where do you do? Right? Also, Mark needs to know a place that makes stromboli in this town.
Yeah, anyone knows a good stromboli, please let me know. Because
explain stromboli to the
gringos
out there.
Stromboli is basically, the ingredients can be anything from a cheesesteak to a pizza toppings baked inside of a bread. And the reason that I think a lot of places don't do it is it takes a while to make. So after you order it, it's like 20 minutes before you can get it. But it is a fantastic experience.
So I need stromboli places. Bill Beard said maybe Vero's might be able to help you out on a stromboli.
Really?
So we'll have to see on that.
Right.
For me personally, again, Arizona Pizza, Sabino Canyon, S for well done. Patsy Grimaldi's up in Phoenix when you're there. Used to be here. Fiamme on Swan and Sunrise is real deal. I like that. Rocco's Thin Crust is very, very good. I used to like Empire Pizza in the old days, but ever since lockdowns, I don't go downtown too much anymore.
Right.
So I haven't been to Empire in... I haven't been back to Empire in 2 years or something like that. My brother Joe will tell you in a pinch if you're at La Encantada and you go to the AJ's there, there's one guy in the afternoon that actually knows how to cook a chara pizza and make it semi-decent. Just
in
telling
AJ's?
You. I'm just saying.
Does your brother shop regularly at AJ's?
He might.
Really?
Wow, he's upper crust, man.
Well, you know, stops by. I mean, he doesn't get groceries there. I think he likes their meat stuff and whatever.
All right.
We'll have to ask him the next time he's on.
All right.
So we're doing 80s bump, Pizza TED Talks, and we will get to the top 10 Sidney Poitier movies with this young man before it's all over. So Pizza TED Talks takes over Wake Up Tucson. Hey, whenever we do a story about the press in Tucson, like Ninsel, Stellar, or whatever, we'll just play Xanadu. That's like perfect. It's perfect. Mark and I were just talking about, we're going to get the Sidney Poitier movies, I promise. Okay? We were just talking about the Five and Diner place across from Tucson Mall. It's been empty for 10 years.
Isn't that amazing? Because I love going to diners like that that look like the old-fashioned diners and stuff.
I do too.
And it's been sitting there. I remember when my wife and I first came here, it was open, and we went there, and I said, this is really kind of a cool place. And then it closed. But I can't believe in over 10 years, nobody's gone in there. It's unbelievable.
That thing is Tucson in a nutshell.
It is.
That you can't, there's not enough whatever going on in this town, that restaurant pad right between Fantastics and across the street from a major mall has been empty for 10 years.
What does that say? You know?
I mean.
It's sad.
It's wild and it's wacky.
Wacky, wild. That is weird, wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Wendy,
thank you, Johnny.
Wendy from Chef Chic says that you can get Stromboli's at Fresco on Speedway and Country Club.
Fresco.
Matt Cable's Fresco Pizzeria.
Really?
Yep. Look at this. This is the hive mind of the Wakeys.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Tia Gloria on line 4. Gloria, are you hungry yet?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I'm starving. I've got to have some pizza right now. Luckily, we live very close to Baccio. And their pizza, their crust is crazy good.
Andy does do a good job on the pizza there. You're right.
He does. Who does?
Andrew.
Oh, yes. Okay. You called him Andy, and I went, what? Anyway, they have...
Yeah, he's an Andrew,
pizza,
I agree.
Yes, Abruzzo, and it's a white pizza, and we asked for it with shrimp on it. But Teddy and John have come over, and we'll order 2 or 3 pizzas, knowing then we'll have breakfast for the next day. And really, no matter what we get there, it's always good.
Awesome. Great suggestion, young lady.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great one.
You too.
Ciao, Gloria. Ciao. Let's go to Dave on line 3. Dave, you're on with Chris and Mark. Welcome to Pizza TED Talk.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
thanks for your show today. It's a good one. I wanted to remind you of Zachary's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It was on 6th Street, and there's a little backstory to it. He began as Noodles and Crust across the street, and when the U of A was taking properties, the building he was in, Noodles and Crust, used to be a nightclub that Linda Ronstadt sang in. But Zachary's was named after his firstborn son. His name is Dave Ellis, but he finally folded. He was the last of the businesses on 6th Street that used to look like 4th Avenue.
That's true. I remember Zachary's. A lot of people love Zachary's, and he was more Chicago style, wasn't he?
Well, he had a deep pan,
yeah.
But he also had noodles, and he had quite a following from the U of A because, you know, you could go in there and chow down pretty good. But they closed him out of business where he just couldn't afford to stay there. He was the last of the businesses, and it's actually his building is still there that he was in as Zachary's, but the U of A's acquired all of that property.
Awesome. Dave, thanks for that memory. I appreciate it, man.
Here.
Have a good day. That's our good friend Dave. Patty, our GM, just said Time Market over on University does good pizza. Very true. They get their sausage and stuff from Kent at the Sausage Shop. Pretty good stuff. Let's go to Barney on line 2. Barney, you're on with Chris and Mark. Welcome to Pizza TED Talk.
Thank you. Tia Gloria just stole my buongiorno. Because my favorite pizza, someone was talking about pizza memories when they were kids, and I grew up with an Italian aunt and uncle, Mike and Dorothy Salerno, and they had a pizza Italian restaurant in Brooklyn, New York, on Greenpoint Avenue. And to this day, as you approach the taste of that pizza, that's my gold standard for top quality pizza.
Very nice. What's one place you like here?
Well, locally, Rocco's good. We go to Chariot occasionally because Sharon's gluten-free, and I'm kind of joining her in that journey, or low gluten. And they had a pretty darn good gluten-free pizza, but they changed the crust not long ago. Their regular is not bad, but I got to throw one more Italian dish out at you, because a little while back I heard some disparagement of scungili. And if you're scungili, chews like rubber, it's not prepared properly.
Totally correct.
But you do have to eat it hot, though, because it will get rubbery. Absolutely. It will get rubbery if it cools down.
It's like eating Wisconsin cheese curds, right? If you wait 2 minutes, it's like eating pencil erasers. So. All right, Barney, I got to get one more call in. I got to get this guy going on movies. So
thanks, folks. You bet.
Thanks, Barney. 790-2040. We'll still take your pizza talks threaded throughout the show. Let's get Jackie on before we get to Mark and at least a couple of... I did a lot of research on this Sidney Poitier.
You're killing me here.
Let's get Jackie on the line. Jackie, you're on with Chris and Mark. What's up?
Good morning, Chris. I'm already wanting to go back to the Chicago area. Favorite place, northwest burbs of Chicago, it's called Bill's Pizza. Started in 1957. The same family still has it. They have what's called a double-decker pizza, kind of in between a thin and a deep dish. So the cheese is rolled into the crust, and it's kind of like you're in a Wisconsin lodge. It's log cabin. They got all the stuffed animals inside. You get the basket of peanuts in the shell while you're waiting, and you just throw the shells on the floor. So it's an awesome place.
And I see one place called the Original Tavern Pizza, Bill's Original Tavern. Is that it?
That's probably it. Yeah, in Mundelein, Illinois.
You know what I love about their. Yeah. You know what I love about their logo, their slogan. We pizza, yeah. You party.
Right, you got it. That's what it's like. And it was always my dad's favorite place to go after he ran the Chicago Marathon. We got to go drive out to Bill's Pizza.
All right.
And then another favorite place is in the Ravenswood area of Chicago called Jimmy's Pizza Cafe. It's just a little corner place.
Love it.
He loves his New York pizza, and he does beignets, too.
I love it. Jackie, great call. Love it.
All right.
Have an amazing weekend.
And my favorite place here is Fiamme.
Fiamme's real deal, aren't they?
And Time. I do like Time Market.
Yeah, Fiamme for all of you is in the Safeway Shopping Center on Swan and Sunrise.
Yeah, and you got to do a plug for Anello's at 6 and 6.
I have never been there. I've heard of it, but I've never been to Anello's.
Yeah, so give it a shot. All right.
Great job, Jackie.
Chris.
Love it.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, have a good one.
790. Joe and Aaron, hold on. We will get to you. Mark's got to get a couple of Sidney Poitier movies. One of America's greatest actors. The poison grace of this guy is unbelievable.
I would tell you that, I mean, he had a really rough upbringing, too. And he's from the Bahamas, very poor family. Went to Miami with his brother and then went to New York, got in the military, and finally found his way to acting in an African-American theater group. And then caught a couple of breaks, but just an amazing individual. And for me personally, he changed the way that I thought about race relations and all of that, because you're brought up in a certain area and very limited access to minorities. And he really made me change the way that I thought about it. And just an amazing individual.
Again, I would tell you, like, two of those quiet, graceful figures in improving race relations is Sidney Poitier and Nat Cole.
No question.
Yep.
No question about it.
All right. We'll get your pizza calls. I still promise.
Well, I'm going to lead off with a Western, believe it or not.
Hit me.
Buck and the Preacher, done in 1972. 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I liked it better than that. Sidney Poitier stars with Harry Belafonte.
All right.
Now, think about this for a second. And these guys are out in the Wild West, and one thing happens, they become bank robbers. It's really an amazing story. I really like it a lot. And the two of them played off each other so, so well.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's a good flick.
Can't believe he just stole Bunker's thunder.
I know, and I think that might be the only one that he did. So, Bunker, I'm sorry about that. If you want to throw in I'll let you throw in a little bit more if you want to about that one.
What's number nine?
The number nine. 9 is the Slender Thread, done in 1965, 83% by the reviewers on Rotten Tomatoes. And he plays a Sidney Poitier plays a guy working on a this has relevance to Tucson, a guy on a suicide hotline. And Anne Bancroft calls in, and basically she's suicidal. And so you've got this situation between the two, and he's really trying to help her out. And it's
I never heard of this one.
It's a good flick.
What's it called?
It's called The Slender Thread, and it's 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was nominated for Best Art Design and Costumes, and Quincy Jones does the musical score in it. So it's a really, really good flick.
How do you do great costumes for a suicide prevention?
Anne Bancroft was wearing some nice dresses.
All right, let's sneak in a pizza call, then we'll go to break, and then we'll get going with movies and pizza. Sidney Poitier and pizza. It was well known that Sidney Poitier loved pizza, so this is perfect.
Oh, he's from the Bahamas. There you go.
I just made that up. Let's get Aaron on the line. Aaron, what do you got for me on the east side, buddy?
Good morning. So, yeah, being Jewish, we don't do meat on our pizza, so it's about the quality of the crust, the sauce, the cheese, and, of course, the vegetables. I'd have to go with BZ's Pizza. Mike and Brian, the brother duo there, do a great job. Matt and Dion do a great job at Zio Pepe. And then, of course, you got Arizona Pizza Company up there on Vino.
Those are all good choices. Again, what Devin and Matt are doing at Zio Pepe, again, the idea that they're taking Juan Almanza's birria and putting it on a pizza.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, that's true.
Unfortunately, again, no meat.
Well, anyway, those are great suggestions, man. Aaron, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Great weekend.
790-2040. Before we go to break, Obi Sirius on he's a chef here in Tucson. Yeah. He also seconds Fresco for Stromboli for
okay,
you.
I'm on it then. So, okay, that's where I'm going this weekend.
Northwest corner of Country Club and Speedway.
Got it.
So, all right, let's go to break. We're doing it all. Strombolis, Pizza TED Talk, Sidney Poitier, Immigration and Customs Enforcement former director Ron Vitello. We're going to get his favorite pizza place. He's going to name Vitello, for God's sake.
Got to have one.
All right, 790-2040. Let's take one more quick pizza call, and then we'll get back in the movies because Bunker's on the line. We got to do Sidney Poitier movies. We're doing politics, Poitier, and pizza today, according to Matt Neely. Thank you. Matt Van Neely and Mark Van Buren.
Keep it in the New Testament, you're fine.
That's true. Let's go to Malta Joe on line 3. Malta Joe, welcome to Pizza Talk.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. It was great to see you last night at the Short Rest Tavern.
Oh, that was a wonderful time that we had, and what an amazing place. You never know until you go on in, and I recommend everyone should just go check it out. They'll be amazed.
Amen. Amen. What you got for us pizza-wise?
Well, I grew up in a little town called Harrison, New York, and the next town over was Mamaroneck. And right there was Sal's Pizzeria, and they had a Sicilian pizza. That was a knockout. It was so amazing. And then all these years later, I went back there in August, and it's still exactly the same.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It's tasty, the sauce to there. And I could swear the same guy was making it. He was a young man when I was growing up. But he's an old man now, and he wasn't bitter. He was smiling, watching people go in and out. And, you know, he nodded his eyebrow to me when he saw me. But I'm sure he didn't know who I was, but it was like, oh, maybe he recognized me. He moved his eyebrow for me.
But what's amazing, it was something that good, it lasts through years, right? Because people just know that it's quality and it's fantastic, and that's why he's successful.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't just a nostalgic taste for me. It was definitely just the same. Everyone in front of me in the line, behind me in the line said the same exact thing.
So my brother and I in our town in New York is a place called Gino's Pizzeria. And Gino's made an amazing Sicilian, and Frank, the guy who owns it, is still there. He's still making the pizzas, just like your Sal guy. And you know, they had that thing where he puts it in the pan that's, you know, like 40 years old, perfectly seasoned.
Sure,
it kind of fries the crust a little bit in the oven, right?
Uh-huh.
And what he did, what was interesting, he put thin slices of mozzarella right on the crust first, then a chunky cheese, chunky tomato sauce, and then he would grate fresh Parm and Romano on top, and then finish it that way.
Nice.
That's a work of art.
Yep.
That's just not, okay, here, have your pizza, get out, let me get the next guy in here.
Right.
He's loving what he does. He's putting that love into pizza.
Yeah, it's Awesome. Great job, Malta Joe. What's your local place real quick?
As a matter of fact, my local favorite pizza is actually a food truck.
Okay.
The food truck is called Chow Down, like Chow.
Yeah.
Chow Down. And they have a pizza called the Snake Bite. What an amazing creation these guys have. It's a pizza. It has a fig jam, a cream cheese, bacon, jalapenos with red sauce and mozzarella. Well, the abundance of flavor is amazing. If you ever see the Chow Down food truck, I recommend trying these guys' pizza. It's very good.
Very cool.
For a brick and mortar, I like Dominic's. Dominic's up on Thornydale and Cotero. So when I want to do a sit-down pizza, that's where I go.
I agree. They do a very solid pizza there. Yep. I agree. Well, Joe, good job as always, buddy. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, have a great day. Tucson, have a wonderful day. Get out there and make a difference.
All right, my friend. Malta Joe, Pastizzi Express. So one of the listeners said, what I miss most is Godfather's Pizza. They had it in Lincoln, Nebraska, somewhat deep dish and filling.
Was that bill number two? Or
bill just to let you know, listener, bill number two owned the one right across the street from the football stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. So
there you go.
The Godfather's Pizza. What's your next movie, buddy? And then we'll get to...
You want to get to Bunker or no?
Let's do Bunker.
Let's do Bunker, because I need to hear what he says.
Bunker! What you got
bueno,
for me?
Bueno! Well, of course, to do with Diablo, and that's because I worked almost 2 months on that up in Kanab.
Okay.
And Poitier was just a gentleman, very quiet, but just a wonderful man to work with. And the other two that I've got is Buck and the Preacher with Harry Belafonte.
Yep.
It was Poitier's directorial debut.
It was.
And then a not-so- great Civil War piece called Band of Angels with Clark Gable and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Hmm. Interesting. Very cool. So you got to work with Sidney a little bit.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, you know, just working on Westerns is a blessing. But then when you get to be around certain people that have got class and you know, like I say, he was very quiet. He read a lot. Good horseman. That was a blessing in disguise there, because so many actors come on these shows and, well, they look like a sack of potatoes. That's all I can say.
And Bunker, where does Bunker get pizza in Tucson?
Well, I don't get much pizza here because I'm an anchovy pizza guy, and so many places they just go, nobody asked for it, so we don't care.
Or they give you that paste, which is horrible.
So, yeah. Now, there was a place back in the 60s on 6th underneath the loft, and I used to go there faithfully. The guy made a garbage pizza, which basically was a little bit of everything in the store, and this guy had everything in the world.
Gotcha.
It was just wonderful.
So, anchovy guy, go to Vero's Italian Bakery. Vito does, I think he still has it, he does make like kind of classic, you know, he's making the crust homemade, but he does make with the sauce with the anchovies in it, so that might make you happy.
With the little stringy anchovies, right?
Yeah, I think he, because I remember he's like, hey, you want one of those? And I went, so, but yeah, you might like that.
And where's that at?
That's 22nd and Sarnoff, east side.
Okay, let's go to the side of the world, but I'll make it.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Great. You too. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, my buddy. All right, what's our next movie, buddy?
Number 8, Paris Blues, done in, I couldn't get it out, 1961, 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, but it also has Sidney Poitier and Diane Carroll in it. They play a couple of jazz musicians. Louis Armstrong is in the movie. I was watching it last night.
Higgins loves this one.
It is a, yeah, I'm sure. It is a great, great flick. And, you know, it's just very interesting. And you know, they're in Paris, and it just is it's a great story. Nominated for Best Music because Duke Ellington was on the score.
Wow, yeah, what's the name of this?
It is called Paris Blues, done in 1961.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Let's sneak one more in. Paris Blues. I'm checking that. You know, I was looking at your supporting cast on your Slender thread.
Yeah.
Telly Savalas, Ed Asner, Dabney Coleman. It's pretty good.
And those guys were very young in that movie. It's just like they're totally different than from what you recognize them in.
What's your next one?
Next one up is Raisin in the Sun, 1961, 95% by the reviewers on Rotten Tomatoes. And it is...
it's probably one of the most important works regarding you know, race relations and that type of thing. It's a family anticipating a $10,000 life insurance check, and they want to go move into a house in a white neighborhood. Imagine that. And the thing is, this was something growing up as a kid, you know, you saw that and you go, uh-oh, what's going to happen? Like they're just people, but people overreacted and had all kinds of prejudices and what have you. And I think When you look at a movie like this, it really makes you start. It should make you question maybe some of your belief systems, you know, that
sure.
type of thing. So I think it was a very thought provoking movie and very, very well done.
All right, so Mark is going to hang out with us through the third hour. We're going to interview Ron Vitello about the border, former director of the ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. So that's coming up, and then we're going to ask Ron about pizza.
Sure.
Right.
With a name like that, he better have a pizza place.
Yeah, if he says Papa John's or some crap, Mac, just hang up on him. You know, we'll give him the whole 12 yards. We'll do that. So, and then we're going to continue on with Sidney Poitier movies.
Right.
And you know, what's interesting, the timing about this with Sidney passing away several days ago, and we're leading into a Martin Luther King Day weekend.
I know.
A lot of these movies and discussions we're having are more, you know, important than ever.
And I would hope that people might take a look at some of these movies, because I think that, it is very, very current, and there's some good lessons in there.
Real quick, Ed Alexander emailed me. He said he screwed up on the big question. If you're unvaccinated and you're feeling well with no symptoms, unvaccinated, they would love to talk to you, get your blood at the Red Cross. So very important, because I know half of you went, ugh, when he said that. So if you're unvaccinated and you are feeling well, please donate. Wake up.